Our guest at the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. And Jeremy's a business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. Well, Facebook, not everybody's fair-haired child anymore, huh?
No, not necessarily, especially if they think Big Brother's watching, and Big Brother right now is Facebook.
So. We've heard so much about Facebook, and I have to tell you, I use Facebook quite a bit. But I don't really understand, you know, really and truly what's going on. But I must say also, I don't totally understand the complaints and the nature of what the hullabaloo has been about.
It is one of those touchy and delicate situations of saying, okay, wait a minute, this is a tool and application that I use as a user. I almost feel violated. I feel like something has just really gotten into some personal information of me, and they want to know what it is. And it goes as far as Cambridge Analytica using the information for, again, it was a partner in the elections and stuff, but it's also part of the psychometrics that they use in gathering the information. So
that wasn't anything new, though, was it? Hasn't that happened before in other election cycles?
Yeah, it has. And I think, again, it just comes down to the relationship of what was agreed upon between Facebook and Cambridge Analytica and what the information was being used for. And then it leaking out the type of information that they supposedly were not using, but then found out they were.
But the gist of all this, as far as the individual user of Facebook is concerned, is that presumably Facebook is taking information and that they have on the individual user, and then they're making that available to advertisers,
third parties, but yes. And so that's the bigger picture. Is they used it for this company, this group, Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah.
And then who else are they using it for?
We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's our personal technology commentator. And Facebook, from what we were discussing this before we turned the microphones on, Facebook. It's not just specifically necessarily the information that goes through Facebook, but it goes a little broader than that.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, the thing is that anytime you're on a browser and anything that you're going to be reviewing or looking for, it will, you know, capture that data. And then so the next time, say that you're in the social media realms of whether it's Facebook or Twitter, well, maybe not so Twitter, but where you have these ads and particular placements and stuff, you will start to see, wait a minute, I was just talking about that the other day, or I was looking at something there. I know it popped up. Okay. You and I were kind of talking, you know, some of the projects that we're working with right now on my side is, you know, whether it's completion degrees and things like that. Next thing I know, I'm starting to get ad placements for things inside of my Facebook feeds that, well, hey, have you checked out this program and things like that? And you're like, huh.
So there's a crossover between your work activity and your personal activity.
Yeah. And again, it's primarily because, again, I'm a Chrome browser user. And so Chrome captures a lot of my information. And because I log into my Chrome. So when I'm logged into my Chrome account, it's going to capture some of that data.
Now, the creepiest aspect is another thing we were talking about. And that is there are records of Facebook or whoever picking up on conversations.
Yeah, so that's the big Big Brother effect is that, you know, I haven't done it personally, but we're sitting here talking. We got my cell phone sitting out right here. We start talking about, you know, the type of, maybe you're interested in buying a dog or something. So we continue having a dog conversation. The next thing you know, we might see ads coming up on our phones or on the next browsers talking about shelters and rescues and certain types of dog breeds and things like that, and that starts to get tricky. Some people have said they've done it and it happens. The only thing I can say to that is, yeah, you're right. Like when I am downloading an app or I use a new app or something like that, it says, do you allow this application to do the following? And it's, you know, goes through camera, photos, and location, and things like that, and web browsing cache files. And so you're just read the fine print, because it's probably there saying what kind of data we're going to capture and what kind of, you know, what can we use? Does it say it can turn on your microphone and your webcam at any point? I don't know, but that's why a lot of people, when you see on laptops, they cover up their little webcam.
Well, just the ability to do that, you know, without your knowledge, is that really is kind of a frightening thing.
Well, and the thing is, it says without your knowledge. Again, it goes back to kind of those user agreements, the long, big, wordy things at the beginning before you use something that, A, no one reads, but B, should they? Probably so. Yeah.
What else besides reading the fine print, what other advice do you have for?
Well, I mean, I always live by it. So anything that I post or anything that I mean, hey, expect it to be somewhere, I guess. You know, just be mindful of what you are doing. Be mindful of what's going on and the information that you are putting in there. So just know that, again, it goes back down to the basics. You know, I wouldn't be putting my social security number out there, just you know. But
so if you put it on Facebook, it's just out there for anybody.
I mean, if you're definitely doing on Facebook or any social media platforms, expect it to be world known. If you'd like it to be.
All right. Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Absolutely.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator. Your Start of the Day with Morning Edition of your station, 88.9 K.